Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's John Ostakovich, and here's what's happening. Today is expected to be the busiest day of the Thanksgiving holiday travel window at PHL, and officials are expecting about 95,000 passengers. Philly International came into the holiday period expecting more than 1 million departing and arriving passengers. That means when a power outage caused delays for several airlines at the airport early Saturday morning, it made things, shall we say, difficult. KYW's Sonny Morgan was at Terminal D speaking to passengers who'd been waiting for hours until power came back on yesterday afternoon.
Terminal D's power came back on at 1:30, and staffers worked hard to catch up to delays. Passengers who'd been waiting for hours were finally able to begin the check-in process. United and Delta were two of the airlines most impacted. The issues began when airport spokesperson Heather Redfern says some flights had to be redirected to other gates.
Later night flights that were coming in then needed to be accommodated at other gates. So really the impact wasn't until first thing this morning.
Avery was with her family and said they were waiting since early in the morning.
Since 4:30, it's been chaos. When we got here, the lights were still out. So we've gotten a little bit better, but they've been good bringing out snacks and drinks and coffee and everything.
PHL says if you're traveling in the next few days to stay in touch with your airline, double check all alerts and get here early. Security lines are long as they accommodate the dozens of passengers who were stuck in Terminal D.
Attention SEPTA riders, fares have gone up. This is the first time since 2017 that SEPTA fares are increasing. The Transit Agency Board approved the raise following a round of public hearings. The travel wallet fare for buses, subways, and trolleys is going from $2 to $2.50. Most single rides on regional rail lines will go up between 25 cents and $1.75, depending on the zone. But all daily, weekly, and monthly passes will stay the same. SEPTA expects the fare adjustments to generate more than $14 million in additional annual revenue, and could have been worse. After Governor Shapiro in November provided stopgap funding, SEPTA scrapped a more than 21% fare increase that would have taken effect January 1st. There were also public hearings scheduled for this month on those even more substantial hikes that have since been scrapped. The Sixers appear to be closing in on getting final approval for their controversial Market East Arena project. It's certainly not the first time Philadelphia city government has frustrated the Chinatown community. KYW special contributor Larry Kane, in this commentary, takes us back four decades.
40 years ago at the same location, the Center City commuter tunnel, criticized by the Chinatown community and some politicians, but it turns out to be, according to retired Philadelphia Daily News editor Zach Stahlberg, the most transformational project in the city's history. Here's what happened. The project, the Center City Commuter Tunnel, linked the Reading Terminal on Market to the Penn Central Rail Line at Suburban Station. It was big. It developed a unified system that connected all regional rail lines. The connection spawned Market East, the Gallery, the Convention Center, the Marriott linked to the center, and the boom of high-rise construction on West Market. There it was, rapid transit that linked everyone to the sports complex in South Philadelphia. Here's a real irony. The project started in the Rizzo years through Mayor Bill Green's administration and finished on Mayor Good's watch in 1984. 6 years, almost the same time the arena project would take. Add that to the airport, which became available by SEPTA from everywhere. A family from South Jersey could take the Patco high-speed line, walk a block, and connect. Everyone was suddenly linked to 30th Street Station. Many of you today may take this access for granted, not knowing how it changed the region. I want to make it clear that this story is not a reason to back the current Sixers Arena project. They are two different ideas, but it is one example of forward-thinking action.
Dignitaries cut the ribbon on a new playground and a new library at the John B. Kelly Elementary School in Germantown. KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo tells us a new outdoor classroom is also in the works.
The new green and yellow play structure behind Kelly Elementary is built upon a soft surface that's much bouncier and safer than asphalt. But there are also plans to install tables and seating for an outdoor classroom, says Kelly principal Alia Dickerson.
It allows students to explore and bring in nature into the classroom. Many of our units for literacy talks about, you know, the outdoor space.
That should be finished by springtime. Inside the school, there are also upgrades to Kelly's library, says the district's library director, Jean Darnell.
We have new furniture, the books, decorations. We have probably a total of about 20 so volunteers that come in here pretty regularly.
The $350,000 worth of improvements inside and out were funded by a state grant, school district funds, and a donation from the Enon Tabernacle Baptist Church.
A conflict over housing for an actor has the Delaware County theater community torn. That story from KYW's Sabrina Boyd Circa.
Susan Wafel has been working at Hedgerow Theater and Media and living in their housing since 1978.
This is 45 years of my life.
The theater's unique approach of offering housing to long-term resident artists changed in 2021. The board said a rotation of new, diverse artists staying for short terms would keep the theater viable, and Wafel and four other residents were asked to move out. 3 years later, Wafel is the last resident remaining. The board has offered to help her find other housing, but Wafel says there's no place she can afford without a salary, and she had never worried about retirement savings. She was expecting to live out her life there.
At the time, in the 70s, it was generally thought that if you were going to devote your life to this theater, you would have room, board for life.
An eviction hearing in October was dismissed because there was no written lease. Wafel is still living at Hedgerow House for now and reimagining her life at age 74.
It's sort of like, well, this happened to me. Maybe because of this, this really great thing happened. And wow, I'm hoping that that will eventually become the story.
That's the All Local. I'm John Ostakovich. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app. And on your smart speaker, just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.